Here is the Freethought Almanac for June 7th. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, June 7th, 632, that the Prophet Muhammad died of a stroke at Medina. Muhammad was born on a date uncertain in 570 in Mecca, in what is now Saudi Arabia, orphaned, brought up by an uncle, and became a camel driver and shepherd as a boy. When he was about 25, he married a rich widow and became a merchant. Muhammad thought it tragic that his Arab race were idolaters and polytheistic, so in 610, he was about 40, he started having visions from the angel Gabriel and began a life as a prophet and teacher. The religion he founded, Islam, means submission, as in submission to the one God. Islam was resisted at first because of its novelty against the ancient tribal customs. Muhammad's wife died in 620, but he acquired up to a dozen more wives over the years, including at least one, Aisha, we would today consider underaged. The marriage was consummated when she was 9. In 622, Muhammad was forced to flee from Mecca to Yathrib, which is now called Medina, and found his religion welcomed there. The date of that flight is called the Hijra, and that event marks the beginning of the Muhammadan era. His followers helped him punish the ungrateful Meccans, and after victory there, extended his triumphs throughout Arabia. The holy book of Islam, the Quran, means the recitation or the lesson of God or Allah. It was jotted down on bits of skin and palm leaves during the last 22 years of the Prophet's life. The fragments were collected in the year after the Prophet's death, and an authorized version circulated in 650. It was Muhammad's successor, a convert named Omar, and a genuine fanatic, who reunited the apostates after Muhammad's death by declaring war on rich Persia. As one historian, William Muir, put it, it was the scent of war that turned the sullen temper of the Arabs into eager loyalty. Or perhaps it was the scent of loot. As another historian, Karl Heinrich Becker, wrote, hunger and avarice, not religion, were the impelling forces of the Arab expansion, and that it was not the religion of Islam that was disseminated by the sword, but political sovereignty. Inasmuch as the Quran reflects the ideas of Muhammad, a few points need to be made. First, neither in Islamic history nor in the Quran is Islam a peaceful religion. Not, that is, with its founder prescribing the cruelest penalties for disbelief or apostasy, or for turning away once exposed to Islam, or for resisting the conquest of the believers. And so we have such verses as 2:16, warfare is ordained for you, though it is hateful unto you, but it may happen that ye hate a thing which is good for you, and it may happen that ye love a thing which is bad for you. Allah knoweth, ye know not. And 3:169, think not of those who are slain in the way of Allah as dead, nay, they are living, with their Lord they have provision, quoted by Osama bin Laden in his letter to America regarding the 11th of September 2001 attacks on the U.S. And 58:14-15, hast thou not seen those who take for friends a folk with whom Allah is wroth? They are neither of you nor of them, and they swear a false oath knowingly. Allah hath prepared for them a dreadful doom. Evil indeed is that which they are wont to do. It was not moral suasion that made Muslims of millions from Spain to India, including non-Arab Zoroastrians like the Persians. Second, it is not true that Islam is a tolerant religion. If we discount the early surahs in the Quran, which were revealed when Muhammad was struggling for acceptance, and concentrate on the later ones, revealed when Muhammad was master of Arabia, you will understand the context of holy words such as 22:19-22, as for the unbelievers, for them garments of fire shall be cut, and there shall be poured over their heads boiling water, whereby whatever is in their bowels and skins shall be dissolved, and they will be punished with hooked iron rods. And 47:4, when you meet the unbelievers, strike off their heads. Then, when you have made wide slaughter among them, carefully tie up the remaining captives. There is much uncertainty about the events of Muhammad's life because, as with the life of Jesus, no one thought to write down a history until many years after his death. In the case of Muhammad, until 100 years after his death. Furthermore, because Muhammad was illiterate, he memorized his visions and dictated them afterwards, sometimes long enough afterwards to have forgotten contradictory earlier visions. This has been the Freethought Almanac for June 7th. I'm John Mill.